The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Our Heavenly Father, this morning we stand before the throne and we ask that mercy will speak for us. Jesus, we come with no prize. We come with no strength. We come with no argument, but that mercy should speak for us. Let mercy speak for us and bring us life from the throne. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us and give us life from atonement. In the name of Jesus, give understanding, my Father. Let there be illumination. Let there be access to truth. Let there be access to understanding. My Father, under your servant, whose commission we stand, under his commission, we ask that you bring ministry from that which you have given to your Son, and you bless us from that ministry. Let every heart today be blessed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Thank you very much. You may have your seat. Hallelujah. This morning, hope I can go gently because I trust God to lay the thoughts in a way that we can all get along. We'll be looking at a subject titled Becoming an Offering and Sacrifice. Becoming an Offering and Sacrifice. We'll be looking at that together. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 1. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things to God. Hallelujah. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sin. That he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sin. Hallelujah. So when we find these priests, there's something they must offer, gifts and sacrifices for sin. The priestly office is supposed to be an office of love. An office of love. Because a priest must have compassion on them that are out of the way. A priest must have compassion on them that are out of the way. That is the essence of priesthood. The essence of priesthood is to officiate the life of a covenant. Is to bring forth the life of a covenant so that men who are outside the covenant can covenant. If they are already in the covenant, then there's no need for priesthood. The reason why we would need an advocate as a priest and high priest to intermediate between us and God, that is the job of a priest, is because we fell and we were away from God. And when we say we are away from God, we don't know how to return back. So if you are away and you know how to return back, then you are not away. You are not away. Are you living in your father's house today? Many of us are not. But you still know the road to your father's house, so you are not away. You are away when you are lost and you cannot recount the way back to your father's house. When you hear the story of slave trade and people were carried and arrested and they were still having a hope, they took them from Benin, for instance, and they took them to Badagry, they are still having a hope that we are still trekking on ground. If I get lost, some of them may be brilliant to be marking trees. We pass that corner, that junction. Are you getting me? By the time they landed on Atlantic Ocean, you will lose all hope. By the time you open and you see that we are on water, you raise your head. Some people have not seen that massive water before in their lifetime. And then they sail on water for 1 month, 30 days, 40 days. They are on water, only to arrive in another place where they don't know where it is and everybody's skin is white. Where are we, on earth or we're in heaven? Where did we go? But they know they didn't die. That is at the point you know that you are lost. The point where you cannot retrace your way back home is the point where you need help. Anybody at that point that comes to offer you, your name, are you not the son of? The way you will jump on that man in that kind of environment. Follow me, let me take you back home. In your mind, you are wondering, take me back home. Does he know that we pass water? He said, follow me. And you follow him. And he puts you on water. And he's taking you. Hey, am I going home? You are not yet sure. By the time you land on the other side, make you know, be saying, that place and carry me, go. You are following him. Then you land in your father's compound. The way you will be licking the ground, it is you that was lost that we know that you are found. So when we say that man fell, we don't really understand. When you say you departed from the presence of God, you can't trace your way back home. You are like that guy that was stolen and sold in slavery and taken to US and can never come back again. Can never come back again. There's no discussion around it. Priesthood is given to close the gap between man and God. Priesthood is given to what? Close the gap. So if there is already a gap and there is no priest, then we are lost forever. But thanks be to God that God raised for us an high priest. Scripture says that he knows the feelings of our infirmities. He was at all points tempted, yet without sin. He knows what it feels like when you are tempted, when you are resisting to do that wrong, and you can no longer resist, and you did it. Jesus knows how he feels. So he can have compassion on them who are out of the way. He can have what? Compassion. Because he knows how you are feeling. He knows that you don't want to do wrong. The devil beats an average person down to a place where you just give up and feel like wrong is my middle name. There's nobody whose name is sin. Everybody's fighting against sin, including the bad boys on your street. They also cry at night when they have done wickedness and they can't sleep. They cry. But when they wake up in the morning, they behave like they also weep. Because they lose something. Every time a man is caught in unrighteousness, he loses something. So, but the high priest is meant to clean. High priest who can close the gap must be an high priest who has compassion. So, very functional ingredient in an high priest is called love. It's called what, brethren? Love. Love is a very functional ingredient in the person of the high priest. So an high priest who doesn't have love cannot qualify to be an high priest, because you will not know exactly how I'm feeling. You will not understand exactly why you should be compassionate. So when you see Aaron is somebody who the Lord chose to embody, to bear the yoke of all Israel. You must be a man full of love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every time you find life, the expression of life is called love. The true expression of life is called love. Now, I will buttress every statement I make because I want us to understand it. Now, when I see the devil, when you say devil, the life of the devil is his love is called lust. His love is called what? when you see Christ, he has his own life. His own life is also love. So the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is lust. So what the devil uses to draw you is called what? Lust. So every man that is tempted when he is drawn of his own lust. So the devil uses lust to draw us. So he dangles things before us. And then this thing go fine, no. This thing you go need more. What's he doing? He's showing you his life. His life is what he uses in that manner. Are we together, brethren? So whenever we say there is life, it means love has to be shared, or love has to be shown, or love has to be displayed. Do you understand me? Love has to be what? Amen. Amen. For instance, Abraham went to fight on behalf of Lot. When you saw the warfare of Abraham and Lot, that warfare actually is a display of love, because Abraham could have died in that battle. Abraham could have what? Died in that warfare. It could have ended Abraham's life. So when you see Abraham going to fight, Abraham was showing love. Abraham was what? Showing love. So when life makes its display, it is interpreted as love. Love ought to be natural with us. Only that now, love is no longer natural. When you have a dog, how does a dog display that he loves you? It comes back. When you come around, it's just like, you roll on the floor, you touch it. Ah, Jimmy, 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 Jimmy. If that's the name of your dog. You play with the dog and the dog is rolling. That is the way he knows how to express his love. It's human being that can use the word, I love you. If you tell your dog, I love you, your dog does not understand it. Do you understand me? He lacks the ability to interpret human love, though he can perceive it. So when he comes before his owner, he can respond and just like that, like that. He can relate, but he cannot, he tries to imitate it. He cannot embody it. He cannot what? Embody it. Why? Love is supposed to be in a frame of a person called man. That is why you can't meet the devil and meet love. It's not possible. It's not in his frame. When God repairs our frame completely from the fall, what we are going to find, a way their frame is with the yardstick of love. The measuring rule to say that this guy was once dead and now he's alive. This guy was from a far country. We have brought him close. They will use one yardstick to judge it. Love. Do you understand? Love is the parameter they use to judge that before you were dead, now you are alive. So a being who cannot be reconfigured to display love of God has not been raised from the dead. Did you hear that? A being who cannot be reconfigured to display the love of God has not been raised from the dead. So show me Hebrews chapter 8 to 3. I'll read from verse 1 to 3. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and what? Sacrifices. Wherefore it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. I underline the word also in my Bible. This man has somewhat also, because that is the pattern. You can't be an high priest and not have something to offer. Did you understand that? So an high priest must have a ministry and must have officiation. An high priest must have what? A ministry and must have officiation. Okay? And included in that ministry is the instrument of love what the high priest uses to do his officiation or his ministration is the instrument of love, which actually is called gifts and sacrifices. That is why you met Melchizedek, a priest of the Most High, and he gave to Abraham what? Gifts and sacrifice, or bread and wine. Bread and what? Now let us see Ephesians. We read that last week, verse 2. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2. And walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us for an offering and a sacrifice to God. Giving himself to us for an offering. So this guy, man, is a priest. He's having two things. He's having offering and sacrifice. Okay, so he is a priest. And another way to say it is that he is a building of love. If he has gifts and sacrifice, or offering and sacrifice, is a building of love. Okay, if you follow me, you will get it. All right. It's a class and it's not cheap, but you will get it. Amen. So when you meet Jesus, Jesus is also a building of love. So when they say looking unto Jesus, as we keep looking, we are going to be seeing details about his life that is not on the surface. There are details about his person, because if we don't know what he partook of that made him be who he is and function the way he functioned, we will never be able to function like that. And that would say that if you are not put through what your professor went through, you can never become a professor. Your guy is a mechanic that is respected in the whole of Uselu. If you don't go through what know what your organ knows and your guy taught you, you can never be a respected mechanic. Did you understand that? So we need to look at Jesus and see the details of his life if we are ever going to be like him. Now, because somewhere, two things. Some people didn't have access, marginally didn't have access. Then at another point, some persons had access but were lazy to keep looking through. So it could be that you didn't have access. Then some persons later they had access, but they were lazy. So when a man is lazy, that is when you explain that it's Jesus. You know it's Jesus. Nah, Jesus. And when you say nah, Jesus, you have excluded yourself from that reality. It can be us, because he was a man like passion. He was a man of like passion. He was also tired and he slept at night. Yes. He also ate food and was hungry and needed to use a restroom. Yes. And they needed to cook for him. You saw Martha running kati-kati, trying to cook, because the master can be hungry. After that revelation is teaching, he will be hungry. And he will eat. Even if he's telling Martha, 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 come and hear what, come and hear what. Martha knows that when this Oga finished teaching, Oga will be hungry. Because there was a time this Oga was hungry and was nearly fainting. And everybody ran away to go and look for food. So he's a man of like passion. But he learned something. And that thing made him to function as a priest. So from the background I've set now, I want us to get it. If you are a priest, it means you are a building of love. It means that you have compassion. Because a priest cannot be a priest without compassion. What I said so far, is it clear? I've pointed to Abraham, I've pointed to Melchizedek, I've pointed to Jesus. Do you understand that? So if you are ever a priest, you are a priest because you are a building of love. To that point, are we good? If the life is not given to us, then we are always going to be mimicking the life. If the training is not given to us and we embody the training, we will always be acting the life. You will not be different from that dog that is trying to act love. That is the real business. And we have to look at how is that supposed to be transferred to us. That is what we are looking at today. How is this life supposed to be what? Transferred to me so that I can be like Jesus. Because if I am not like that, if I don't have access to the document, I will always be acting drama. Then after a while, I'll be tired. And that is why some people, they were initially going to church. After a while, they are at home. On Sunday now, they are at home. And I am trusting God that Jesus will lead us to them. Those people who are tired and they just wake up on Sunday morning and just say, "Whoa, let's just rest. By 2 o'clock, we go to the field." If they come out early in the morning, people will say, "Man, man, it's a backslide. This man has backslided. So they want to stay back at home. Amen. So that the nature must be formed in us. Are you with me, brethren? So one thing the Lord must do, that he must give us access to that document that raised Jesus. That raised Jesus. Because without that, we cannot become an offering. We cannot, because we'll only be seeing it. Wow. Wow. Because the Jesus that you are looking at on the cross, that Jesus on the cross is Christ, is the Son of God, and then only begotten Son of God. What God gave is huge, but God took time to build it. It's huge. Are you getting me? If a country like USA would protect their marine, their soldiers, when you kill one soldier, hey, the way they will enter your country, you could just not say, oh, for just leave this guy, for just kill him. Because the way they will enter, because if you know what it takes them to raise one soldier, if you know how much dollars they spend in the payment for his training and the facility they give to his parents and all of that so that this guy can serve us, you will know why they will nearly kill you the day you kill. And the guy, they kill people now. So why they don't go kill the guy? But that guy is not a regular guy. And that country like that is Israel. Their prime minister had to say that the people that were abducted that October 7th, 2023, they have recovered every one of them, either dead or alive. They brought back every single one back to Israel. They are Jews. If they are dead, they will be buried in Israel, not in the enemy's camp. And they kept destroying Gaza until they destroyed Gaza. Finish. Bata! Looking for their people. It's remaining three people. When I told them, give us three people, will they come? Give all these three people who remain. He said, we'll not give you. We'll not give you. Okay. They will destroy everywhere to collect those three people. So you can see why Joseph in Egypt will tell them, when God takes you away from here, carry my bone. I don't leave me behind. Carry, I beg. I'll be prime minister for here, but it's the end of my country. Carry my bone. Because what it takes God to raise a vessel is too much to let the vessel be in the camp of the enemy. The vessel should not sleep in the camp of the enemy. You know, we don't understand. So we downplay things. You are hearing Elder Bayo reading this morning that he that committed fornication is sinning against his own body. You don't know what is your body. You don't know what is your body. Your body is such a value that human beings in all their science have not been able to replicate it. Your body is a building that can be physical and be spiritual at the same time. No, you need to get it. This, your body, can be physical. I am shaking you now. But it's also spiritual. That is human body. How God put it together, science in their research has not been able to replicate it. If you create anything that looks like it, it will be physical and physical. It will be physical and physical. But the way God framed you, you are physical and spiritual at the same time. So if this guy passes out now, if he opens his eye in the other world, he's not taller than he is. That your height is customized to you. Believe you me. That your height, there's something about it that is in the world to come. You appreciate that. Tangos are not to pass like this. You will not appreciate it. You are trying to fix Bob. Just call Brother Nifemi to help you. Brother Nifemi, please come and help me fix Bob. He won't carry chair. He will just take it and put it. In the world to come, he will appreciate that you are not as tall as he is and that he's as tall as he is. Because the way God boosts the body, that when they say, don't give your body to fornication, oh, you destroy your own body, we don't understand what God put there. Our vessel is where they walk in all that God is doing into. It's into our vessel. Into this body. That is where they are walking in. That is where they are taking away malice from and putting love into. Taking away anger from and putting patience into. It is this body. So they are re-engineering our body in a manner, because there's something we should replicate. There's something we should display. And what we are able to capture and display is our glory in the world to come.
the Lord will open our eyes. When we understand these things, you know that it's a serious business. Church has been playing for a long time. What Jesus came here to do has nothing to do about giving you a house or a car. Car. Those who are cursing Jesus are riding car now. What Jesus became and what Jesus offered made it possible that sin can be taken away once and for all. So can you imagine how much they built into that body? How much light they put into that body? Now, when I say how much light, how much information of truth, how much knowledge of righteousness? Because you see, you now, you are a body of light. When you see a medical doctor, doesn't he eat a bar? Answer me. Does he not eat a bar? He eats a bar. Does he not poo-poo? But that guy is a body of light. When he holds that thing like that and Latin, and he'll be a woman being, he go open up, give her anesthesia, do one like this, come out that thing, cut and come out, suture and back. Tell you, in 1 week, he will be fine. Sincerely, in 1 week, the guy will be fine. So that man walking, before now, people will call him a god. Yes, sir. Before now, people will call him a god because he could open a human being, remove what was wrong from the person, and suture the person back, and the person will be fine. Like nothing happened before. You will call him a god. So that man walking on the street is a body of light. And it took time to train that man. It took time to build Jesus to a place where he can become an offering that can take away, when you kill that offering, it will take away sin once and for all. So you can't appreciate it until you see the Levitical priesthood. They were killing goats and every day through the year. Every day. I say, no more God, it's about, no wonder they are headsmen. Every day through the year, they must kill one goat for the whole nation. That is not the one that you bring because you have committed sin. Yes. The one, and you know how many families are in Israel that commit sin every day? How many goats they die like that? So when you look at that record and look at what Solomon sacrificed when he were opening the temple, 1,000 of block, 500 of that, blood, you will now appreciate what Jesus became. Whatever they put into Jesus that can make him not die again, die once and that is all. And settle that thing, we should know it. That classroom where they taught him, they should put us there. We should attend that class, that lecture that he attended to learn that thing. Should we not be in that class? May God open our eyes. There's a whole lot that God wants to do with us. That is beyond just, I'm hungry now. This hunger will not last. How do I know? The day Esau was selling his birthright, was it not hunger? The day they were blessing, was he hungry? Oh, no. The day their father was putting blessing on Jacob, was Esau hungry? Oh, so that hunger is not forever. So you can't use that hunger to destroy the future. Because the day other things will be happening, you will not be hungry. That day, we will not be crying. May God help our hearts. There is a principle in the spirit called himself. Called what? Himself. The first place we find that principle was Abraham taking Isaac to go and offer. Then Isaac said to Abraham, his father. Remember, Isaac is a teenager. He said to Abraham, his father, Father, we have fire. We have wood. We have journeyed this length of days. Where is the animal for the sacrifice? Can we see that place? Hallelujah. Amen. I just want to show us that principle. Genesis chapter 22, verse 7. And Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, take note of that, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for the sacrifice. God will provide himself. That's the first place we find the principle of himself coming to work. Follow me. The principle of himself actually means that God will substitute. God will what? When God substitutes in the real sense of it, what you saw practically with Isaac was that another lamb appeared. But what you saw with Jesus was that God put himself into Jesus. How God does it. God did what? Put himself into Jesus. Because the next time you will see that himself principle is with Jesus. It's with who? So himself is a concept in the spirit or a technology in the spirit that God uses to raise gifts and offerings. So God will put that nature inside him, inside you. So that what is serving God inside you is God. What is serving God inside you is actually God. How do I know? He said God works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So it is God that is in you. So when you are doing that, it is God in you, willing and doing of his good pleasure. Hallelujah. Get me scriptures around Jesus and the word himself. I think that was Apostle Paul talking. So when you see Jesus, before Jesus came to the cross, Jesus was walking on earth as gift and offering because of what he had built him to become. Before they ever nailed him on the cross, that guy was already built gift and offering. Gift and offering was the person that was walking like that and healing the sick and doing those miracles was gift and offering. Are you getting me? So by the time they nailed him to the cross, that sacrifice could do away with unrighteousness. All things are of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. All things are of God who has reconciled us to himself. Okay? By Jesus Christ. So, by if they are reconciling us by, that means that the person they are using us to do that reconciliation also carries himself. What is in God is in himself. I came across somebody doing some exegesis on I and my Father are one. And he said, that word one actually does not mean that we resemble. It means that what is in my Father is in me. Everything in my Father is now in me. And you can clearly say that somebody can be a professor and can raise a junior professor. And professors will call him emeritus. Are you getting me? But he's also a prof. You can see a consultant who has raised junior surgeons. And he can tell you, where are you? I'm in Asaba. Asaba, I have a son there. It's not a biological son. But everything he knows, that guy knows it. He said, go to so-so-so hospital, ask for so-so person. If he says, this is what you need, that is what you need. If that man is talking like he's there, because he knows I raised that guy, he will treat you like I am the one treating you. Wow. In fact, when you doubt, he will tell you now. He said, no, when I tell you, he will treat you. Just take it. What is talking? He has put himself into that guy. So how did he put himself? By training and by bringing him into close proximity with what he has learned. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, through eternal spirit, offered himself. Thank you. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 13. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. So when you see that himself, it's not Jesus that was born. It's Jesus that became something else, which is the Father. Are you getting me? So that Jesus that is now himself that is being offered is Christ, the Son of God, and the only begotten Son of God. There are three things inside that himself that is being offered. And those three things is Christ, the Son of God, and the only begotten Son of God. Thank you. And walk in love as Christ also had loved us and had given himself for what? For us. An offering. So you see another lamb here. So himself is actually God that has been put into him. Thank you. So himself actually is a concept or a technology in the spirit that God uses to raise gifts and sacrifices in men.
what can sacrifice? The offering that God will take is God. I want you to get this, what I'm saying. The offering God will take is what? Is God. For God, love, when you say love, love is blood and flesh. Love is what? Body and flesh and blood. For God. For you, love is some naira, some dollars. Are you getting me? For God. No, God is not a man. For God, love is body and blood. Body is needed. So he said, a body has thou prepared me. Blood is where the life really, really is. Where the gene and the nature of that thing is. Body is inside where the container, where they keep the blood. The vessel that carries the blood is the body. So for God, love is body and blood. So body and blood needs to be framed. Are you with me? So priesthood clearly is a ministry of love. Are you with me? When we understand what I have said now, you will understand why we need to pay attention to the words of the priesthood, of the high priest. You understand how they raise a son. You will know that Jesus cannot raise us without preaching. Jesus cannot raise us without talking to us. When Jesus is speaking to us, there are two levels. He's either speaking as water or he's speaking as blood. He's either speaking as what? Water or he's speaking as blood. Ephesians chapter 5. It says, by the washing of the water, by the word. That he might sanctify and cleanse it to the washing of water by the word. So, word is in two categories. You have word as what? Water. Then, you have word again as blood. Ye are come to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. The blood speaks. Do you understand that? So, Jesus can either speak to you as water or speak to you as blood. When Jesus is speaking as water, they are washing your body and preparing your body. When they are speaking to you as blood, they are forming nature inside you. You can't offer what you have not become. That is why he would labor to make us become something. The problem we have is that once we enter church, we want to start doing something. Somebody has not been born again for 1 year because he can speak in tongues. I want to start ministry. What will you preach? You will say your own, because very soon you run out of what to say. Everything that there is to say is not God, Jesus loves you, be born again. That is not all the message. The message is more than be born again. Now that he is born again, what should he start to do? You don't know it. Then the devil will come and put other things in your mouth. Because that guy should still be learning. You can't offer what you have become. That is why the Lord wants us to take time. Take time. It takes time to form a man. It takes time to build a vessel of responsibility. It takes time to build, even in the natural. You meet an Igbo man. This boy, you won't go to school, you won't learn trade. He said that I won't learn trade. They will enroll him in trade early. This guy will spend 11 years there. You don't finish university, he's still there. But when he comes out, he will have audacious strength to handle money. That when you hear the money is handling every week, you're like, hey, make an old die, I beg. An Igbo man called a brother that is also in business. He said, this is your business. You need fund now. May I help you? You need fund. So bank can loan you. He said, like, for this my business now, like 250 million to pay back in 1 year. He said, as you shock. It didn't shock you. To pay back in 1 year. And he's remitting 23 million every week. Wow. My brother, no get the chest. He said, I don't want. Why is that guy able to have a sense, an ability, a breadth of largeness? He's training. He can conceive it. You can conceive it. They're not training you for there. You are a microbiologist. Forget it. You can't conceive it. How? Give you 250 million, pay back in 1 year. You can just tell your wife, say,
Now from here they go. Once I collect, just listen. And you see them stay in trade and remit weekly. 20-something million every week. 20-something M every week. And pay the money finish in 1 year. So what it takes to build a man to carry responsibility and not run away, it takes time. It takes time. It's because you have not been in that shoe, so you may not value it. And another man will stand as guarantor. Give him the money, he go pay back. Okay, go pay back. Give him. They're not born okay, me no pay back. Okay, go pay back. Because the way okay was trained, okay has the capacity to pay back, though he has nothing in his hands. It took a banker to explain. He said, don't you see that one? The first thing you find with them is that they first build one big tower. If you get to Akure, that's how you see them. They first build one big place. Then they will now start to sell, load it with goods. When they start, they will not be another like them in that town. Everywhere where you want to buy toilet seats, now that place. Oh. Every plumbing material to the last, now that place. He said the building in itself is already a collateral. It took a banker to explain to me. Because, guy, I don't get that training. It's not included in my building. So it takes time to build a man that can carry responsibility in the spirit. I'm using natural things to explain spiritual realities. Just in the natural, there are some thoughts you cannot think. You think it's easy to be Pastor E. Adeboye? You think it's easy? You stay on social media and you are talking. You think it is easy? You think it is a bar that is keeping the man? They are packaging his food very well. You think God trusts you like God trusts him? How many years did they use to build that vessel? To carry that responsibility he's carrying? How many souls are hanging on one man? How many souls? It's not 2 naira, sir. There are other responsibilities in the spirit that God wants to build us for. There are higher things than running a ministry that God wants to build us for. To stay on earth, a man can be on earth and tell a whole nation, if you try him, Archbishop walked into a military government office and told the head of state, this is where if you try him, if I am going out, if I come back, you won't be on the seat. The man tried it. And before Archbishop came back from the trip, coup don't happen, they don't come out the man. The next man that did the coup that entered was in the man's office when Archbishop told him, because of this thing where you do so, when I go like this, come back, you don't go to the seat. For the rest of this man's days in the office, he was respecting Archbishop because this man prophesied, I go over through this guy. He said, I was afraid that he would not call my name. Because the way he was talking, I say, no, who won't do him? That's a man, sir. But that man is still under the Holy Ghost. So can you imagine what it takes to build a Jesus that can have a kind of blood that anywhere you call that blood, demons will answer. Demons respond. They know. A man, whether he's born again or not, in the air, aircraft, Jesus! And that Jesus shows up. How did they build that guy? Even before I'm robber, people, they shout Jesus and things, they happen. So there's a way they framed him. You can't offer what you don't have. May God build us in a way that we will always have to offer. May God help our hearts. So first of all, for God to put things into us, God will have to empty us. God, you saw that parable Jesus was giving. I said, no man can put a new wine inside old wineskin. He will first make a new wine bottle. Then if you put the new wine inside old wineskin, the bottle will burst. So it tells you if there's a content, God will build the container. God will build the container. And that is very necessary. That is where body comes in. That's what our body must be framed. And our body must be beat into shape. Hallelujah. I want to talk about something very, very important, which for me is the crux of my discourse this morning with us. And that thing is called willingness. Everybody say willingness.
Willingness.
God wants to beat up a particular frame, but God will not do it against our will. God will never work against your will. It is only the devil that coerces you to do what he wants you to do. It is only the devil that will tell you, say, if you don't do it, you go die. Oh. I don't tell you, follow them. Follow them. Now hunger will kill you. Follow them. Follow them. He will be threatening you. You will be hearing his voice throughout the night. You will lose peace. You can't sleep. God doesn't be able. God will say it once and walk away. Allow you to make your choice. But you must be willing. God is the only one who gives you. If you want to, how do I know it's the devil? How do I know it's God? Just know. The one that pressure you. Now, devil. God know the pressure person. This opportunity, one investment, when we put 50 naira, tomorrow morning, it will become 100 naira. You put the 100 naira back. Next tomorrow, it will become 200 naira. You put the 200 naira back. That time, you go, always calculate down. Then I'll come down. I'll come. That's the only thing you need to do. It already set your motion. You already seen where you will be at the end of 30 days. In 30 days. I know, say, for this town, Ese go no say a day. I just they look out. Interesting and savvy. I no go tell anybody's opportunity. The first thing the thing does to you is that it takes your peace. For you to know it's the devil, it takes your joy, it takes your rest. You thought you go like this one, this 100k why I get like this. And yeah, finally you now arrive at I know say go crash. I know say go crash. But now something go keep us in now. Make a try. What if you no crash? You see, that place you are resolving at is because it is the devil. I know say go crash. Make a try. The 100k will be your own. Then give you keep. If they carry you up and down, you know if you produce 100k. For you, that 100k be like 250 million. The job of the father is to build sons. That's the job of the father. But the father will not build a son who is not willing. Willingness is what is lying between us and the father's intention. Willingness. So when work starts in the sanctuary, last week I told us that you have holy place, you have outer court, holy place, and the most holy. In the holy place, that is where you learn Christ. Christ is learned in the holy place. That is where work begins, in the holy place. Are you with me? Now, for the Father to adopt you into the most holy, the Father is in the most holy. Christ is in the holy place. For him to adopt you, Christ has been cleansing you. Christ has been working on you. Christ has been purifying you. Are you getting it? But the Father will not just trust that work. The Father will step out of the most holy to the holy place to come and administer works, instructions. Number one thing he wants to ascertain is that you are willing to follow him. I'll give you a practical example. Now, you see Isaac. Isaac was full grown and could have smacked his father, and his father would faint. The scripture didn't record that Isaac, the father, was just looking away as Isaac was paddle hit and something for back of head, the boy fall. That was not what happened though. They make fire finish before them set wood, set altar. He said, bring your hand, a tie hand. Bring your leg on top of him. Haba. And the guy was looking at his father with knife. Then the father took knife to slay him. He no close eye. He open eye, they look at him. The boy, they look at him. Now, that guy has learned enough of his father to understand what that his father has a God. And that if the God say, kill me, death is good for me. Wow. I need you to get it. See, that guy has learned enough to be willing to allow God to take his life. On Saturday, we'll be having a special teaching here on how to pick a wife or pick a husband. And it's very important. Because some of us, the way we are framed, you can never pick something good.
If they give you 1,001 opportunity, you will pick the one that will kill you. By our person, by our frame, we don't know how to pick. What we are ever going to pick is going to be against us. You can't miss that meeting, no. If you miss that meeting, a bad carryover. Hallelujah. It takes a son who has been trained a while to be able to trust his father. Are you aware that this Isaac, the father called a servant in the house and said, Eliezer, go to my people far away. Go get a wife. Isaac, in they go get wife for you. When the woman come, you marry him. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? When the woman come, I marry him. Daddy. She Eliezer understand my spec. She Eliezer know whether I like I'm fat or like I'm slim. Daddy, I know follow this thing. I know follow. That is a 21st century guy. So there's something fundamentally wrong with us. Now let's go to the Rebecca where I won't call it. Rebecca, you like this guy, Abi? You say I like him. In your guy where they house, you go marry him, Abi. It's time marry him now. You go. You never meet your girl. Follow him. When you reach there, marry your girl. The man, that Oga, the papa of your girl. Now my brother that time, we come up for here. Now all of us the Wakada yell, but I know 2 feet. I also make them they go. Make you no could be this all of course can't come up for house. Nobody there else. So he can't go, but God don't bless him. He don't big now. So when you reach there, now you picking. Now he won't marry you. So follow this man. He go carry you, go give you picking. You go. So it is impossible for the father to take a man who is not willing for training. So when the father steps out from the most holy place to the most to holy, holy place, one thing he wants to confirm is that you are willing. And it's very simple for the father. For us, it's looking difficult. For him, it's very simple. He will come with assignments. He will come with what? Assignment. It is our response to his voice. He said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Revelation said, these are they that follow the Lamb whithersoever. He said, whithersoever, anywhere in go, then they follow him. So for the father to try us, I know that this one can follow me because the father doesn't want to have casualty in the most holy place. He doesn't want to get you there and send you out because he can do it. You saw the guy that people that were called for wedding and they gave them garments. And then the master of the feast came in and said, why are you not wearing a garment? Cast him out, not outside the feast. Cast him to hell. Kilo day. Who does that? Not be saying you also say, I see no wear garment, making them go outside. You know, they feast again, they go. You say, no, you don't come feast, you know, wear garment, go hell. Maybe they go gnash your teeth for there. Haba. So the father doesn't want to have casualty, so the father will step out to confirm that you are willing for training. Because in the realm of the father, there are 2 things that happen there. Hebrews. It says there's chastening and there is scourging. There are 2 things you find there. Chastening and what? Scourging. So those 2 things mean there's rigorous training. Strict training. Look at the way Paul renders it. Hebrews chapter 12. Not yet. Ye have not yet. Hebrews 12 verse 4. Ye have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Ye have, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as children. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked. So somebody, if you pass out, because God rebuke him. Ye faint. Faint, I say you pass out. Nobody say you die. You faint. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. So the way he loves you is that he trains you further. He trains us what? Further. So every son must partake of the chastening of the Lord. So there's something very, very willing, very important. You see, Jesus was willing to be offered. Isaac was willing to be offered.
So willingness is a measure that, or a criteria that describes our love for the Father. Willingness is a criteria, a yardstick they use to measure how much we love the Father. Willingness is how they use to measure understanding and submission. Willingness is what? If understanding is present in this heart, if submission is present in this heart, how do we know? Is in willingness. You don't need to say, God, I understand you. No. You don't need to say, God, I submit to you. No. God, you prove it by your willingness. That's how you prove it. Are you with me? Are you sure? Finally, I want us to read 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. Go on. Verse 23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Now, before I say what I want to say, quickly cross-reference 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. Are we blessed?
Yes, sir.
Did you think you understood me?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who is of God, made unto us, number one, everybody, wisdom, number two, righteousness, number three, number four, redemption. Is the same Christ that is made unto us these four things. I think I was sharing somewhere, and I said, you see, wisdom is the preaching. To them that perish, the preaching of the cross is what? Foolishness. But unto us it is wisdom. So when you hear wisdom, it's preaching. It's knowledge. Sharing knowledge. You see the wisdom of Christ. Righteousness is the life. Righteousness is what? The life of the message that we are being preached to. It's called righteousness. So I think I shared somewhere. Also, I said, Paul said to Timothy, you have known my doctrine, my manner of life. So when you have doctrine, which is message, which is wisdom, one thing that you must have a display of is now righteousness or manner of life. Are you with me? But between manner of life or righteousness and sanctification, you are going to need obedience and willingness. We are going to need what?
Obedience
is how you cross. Obedience is the bridge between righteousness and sanctification. You see, that thing the Father wants to do when he takes you from the most from the holy place to the most holy place is called sanctification. What is sanctification? Separation, to be set apart. That is the point where he acclaims that you are no longer a man. You are now a spirit. Come and fellowship with spirits. Last week, I was sharing with us here how Moses would go into the tabernacle of the congregation. Only Moses in our congregation. The whole Israel go, they look Moses. In go, they go to the tabernacle. The name of the tabernacle, now tabernacle of congregation. And the congregation, no come congregation. Because Moses was already a spirit. And Moses had to go and fellowship with spirit. So whenever Moses goes there, angel of the Lord comes down and cloud cover that tabernacle. And everybody will be looking like this until Moses come out. Only that when Moses come out, Moses will tell God, say, make a town and say. And the people, they look, no hear God's voice. But then they talk in the meeting. So Moses get a say they hear. Where we say the voice, so they come out. Are you with me, brethren? So when you enter that place, it's a separation. It's a way of God saying you are no longer a man, you are now a spirit. So you are in sanctification. But you see that sanctification between righteousness and that sanctification. That you are doing righteousness, you're already Christ. But that is not all. You still need to move into the zone of the Father's training. You need now obedience. Obedience is tied to willingness. You are willing. That is how you obey. Obedience is tied to what, brethren? Willingness. I'm showing us architecture. Design. Because when we understand how it is designed, we can program ourselves to go through it. Obedience is actually where you prove that you are willing. A man will not be willing and be obedient if you be willing and obedient if you have not been, have not preached to you about the good of a land. If the tidings of the good of a land has not come to you, you will not be willing and obedient, sir. The reason why this place looks good and luxurious and buoyant to us is that the tidings of a particular word has not been understood. Even if when they are preaching it, we have not understood it. So the earth still looks like, 85 years still look like, say, like something. In the face of eternity. If they tell you, say, get one place where you go live 1 million years, but come here first, live 85 years. Which one should you invest into? Follow me talk. You go use your 85 to prepare for the 1 million year zone. But we don't understand. When they say eternity, we don't get them. May God save the church. May God deliver us. Understanding is seen in our willingness. Submission to the will of God is seen in our willingness. And if you are not willing, obedient. So what are you obeying? You are going to obey dictates of righteousness. Are you with me, somebody? So it's very clear that without willingness, a soul cannot be perfected. Without obedience, a soul cannot enter the sanctification of the Father. And without willingness, a soul cannot be perfected. May God help our hearts. You see, I didn't take time today. But you understood me.
Yes, sir.
Am I clear?
Yes, sir.
My desire is that Jesus will count us worthy as men and women who desire what he came for.
Amen.
What Jesus came for, sir, is not just a car for you. You will ride car. Because do you know why you will ride car? After a while, you will be too serious to fail. Failing will not be possible. Do you understand me? You will excel. Because on Jesus, there's a spirit of excellence. It's normal. You won't have to bypass to do cut corner, cut it round. It will be done, and you know. Because when you have peace, the forces of the earth align with you. These things are spiritual. Forces align with us. When you enter peace, certain things happen. Not because you are grabbing for them. But we don't know. So the devil can promise a man many things. Jesus said, what will it profit a man if he get the whole world and then lose his own soul? What do you get? What do you gain? We are praying this morning that the Lord will strengthen our hearts.
Amen.
To take postures that can allow mercy to come to us.
Amen.
Yes, yes. Can we pray that prayer? I want us to bow our heads and pray. Strengthen my heart to take postures that allow more of grace to come to me. More of mercy to visit me. That we allow more of your loving kindness to come to me. Strengthen me to take postures. Postures in the spirit. Postures in righteousness. Postures in obedience.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.